Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Day number two at the Marion County Fair. 12 minutes past the hour on this last day of June 2026. Joined here at our mobile studio by Matt Morgan. Again, if you're out there listening, please feel free to send us a message on Facebook or email. We have those opened. Or I guess if you're Bob Welsh, you can text Matt, and he'll read that message as well. But we're glad to have you with us here. And again, all these broadcasts are brought to you by Poet. Tonight we'll be on from 7:15 to 8 p.m. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. And we've got special guests coming up as the week progresses. Linda Sims will be here one day. Terry Tackett will be here one day. I believe Sean Kraft will be back one day. We do have the pie auction coming up later on in the week. Mary Ellen Withrow will be here one day. And we have a big doings coming up on July 4th, the 250th anniversary of this country, which we're trying to get some broadcast capability for, so you can listen at home if you're not able to come out. But I believe it will be an event that is free and open to the public. So a lot of stuff coming up here as we go along. Now, Matt, we didn't get to this last hour, but you have today's fair schedule. So let's run down what's going on today at the good old Marion County Fair.
All right, so today is the 30th. So today there is going to be, well, the mud pies are due today. So, you know, if you have a mud pie, you got to turn that in by 11, it looks like. There's a horse showmanship and a horsemanship class. Oh, those are classes? Interesting. At 9 a.m., there's a rabbit breeding show at 9 a.m., Evers Arena. 9 a.m. In the dairy breeding show, followed by dairy feeder classes at Evers Arena South. There's the real dirt pies and arts and crafts at 11 if you want to go look at the dirt pies. There's a skillet throwing contest in the horse arena at 2. There's a wrench throwing contest in the horse arena at 2:30. Rides open at 3, so if you have kids, feel free to wait until 3. The breeding sheep show is also at 3 in the Evers Arena South. At 6 p.m., there's the market lamb show. That's going to be also Evers Arena South. And then today at 7, the big, doings in the grandstands are going to be the figure eight and trailer races. So there's that. And then at 11 p.m., there's the release time for hogs going home or non-sale hogs going to Lynx. So what a day.
You know, this looks to be a bad sign, but 90% humidity today is what is on call. Now, but that's right now. It's 75 degrees. No, and what is it now? 81 degrees. 81 degrees, but 90% humidity. That's what I say. It's not really the heat here that's causing the problem. It's the humidity that's causing the problem. And I don't know where all that humidity is coming from. Maybe all the water that has laid on the ground the last couple months. We had a very rainy April and a very rainy May and a semi-rainy June. Now, last week, we did get some rainstorms. It wasn't a whole lot, but I don't know what's causing 90% humidity.
I mean, the only thing I think of would be the rain. So, you know, I don't. I mean, there's no real big bodies of water around here. So, I mean, it's not like there's, you know, Lake Erie or anything.
You would think that would burn off a little bit.
What?
The humidity, the water, after days of heat. Eventually, that usually goes away, and then you just get a dry heat. But that has not happened.
Well, I mean, it looks pretty dry here, I guess. So, I mean, I don't know really why it's so humid. Maybe it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's just the wind blowing in the humidity from somewhere else.
It doesn't feel humid right now.
No, I think it feels pretty good right now.
Anyway, 81 degrees. Now, I should say that we will have people joining us as the week goes along, and we're all excited for that. But send us messages via Facebook or via email. What are you doing today? By the way, what is your favorite type of pie? Our big pie auction coverage comes up on Friday, just a few days from now, 3 p.m., and we're all excited for that.
Yeah.
What, you didn't like that?
I mean, the pie auction's always good. I like the pie auction. You know, I like
You've yet to buy a pie.
Well, yeah, those are expensive pies.
Now, last year, Jessica Alser bought a pie.
She did, and then I think she had to throw half of it away because she left it on her counter, and ants got into it. And she was very upset about that.
Well, it was the commemorative pie.
Yes. She said it was good.
Okay.
Sad.
We don't know who baked it.
No. But nonetheless, I'm sad that I didn't get a piece of the pie.
Well, the pie is gone. The pie is gone. Now, this year, I don't know what will be the top honors for the pie. I do know that last year, the pie amount raised was much lower than the year before, but there was a political bidding war the year before. And I don't know if this year we will have that type of political bidding war.
We might. Depends on who shows up for the pie auction, I guess. But, I mean, there's no local races. So, I mean, you know, maybe not. It'd probably be a lot of businesses.
It's a good way to get your name out.
Yes. I mean, you know, the pie auction, for whatever reason, is one of the more popular things at the fair.
Yep, absolutely. And the pie auction takes place on Friday, and we're all excited for that. Now, for all the people out there listening, you could send the message in. What is your favorite type of pie? Now, I said yesterday, my favorite types of pie, of course, are lemon. I do like banana cream. I do like coconut cream. Blueberry's not bad. And lemon.
Never had blueberry pie. Never had lemon pie. Never had banana cream pie. Pecan pie is kind of okay. Sweet potato pie is good. You like sweet potato pie?
Not really.
I like pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is good. Cherry pie. Apple pie is kind of mediocre, in my opinion.
Well, that's America.
Yeah, I know. It's unfortunate that it's not as good as pumpkin pie.
Well, pumpkin pie really doesn't have much of a taste to it.
I think you're just making pumpkin pie wrong.
No, I've had all kinds of pumpkin pie.
I don't know. The pumpkin pie my aunt makes is good.
Well, I think it's because you like pumpkin pie.
You like... Did I already ask you if you like sweet potato pie?
Yeah. That's not my favorite.
I've also had good sweet potato pie. Yeah.
They're okay.
I mean, it's kind of like pumpkin pie.
It's kind of like chili. You know, take it or leave it.
Chili's good. I don't know now. If I had to pick one thing to eat for the rest of my life, it'd probably be chili. Either chili or mac and cheese. I like mac and cheese too, but you can't really get mac and cheese anywhere except, like, you know, KFC.
Well, mac and cheese. See, I'm not a fan of that either.
I think you need to get your palate.
No, that's heavy. Heavy, bulky food.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I like food. Food's good stuff.
Well, food's okay. I just like the lighter sort of food.
No. Of all the you know, of all of the necessary parts of life, eating's probably my favorite.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Breathing's, you know, I mean, you don't really do a whole lot. Drinking water's okay, I guess. But, you know, eating food, I can get behind that.
You know, they say, psychologists say, that an endless need for food is a hole in the soul.
Well, I don't have an endless need for food. I just like food. You know, I can eat, and then I get full. I mean, I'm not, you know.
And it's interesting, because the foods you're naming are what they call comfort foods.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Like chili, chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, macaroni and cheese, all comfort foods.
I don't know. I've always referred to those as southern foods, but
no, they're called comfort foods. You can look that up.
I mean, that's fine. I'm okay with that. I mean, they're good. I mean, mac and cheese is tasty. Chicken's tasty. I mean, you know, mashed potatoes and gravy's tasty. Chili's good.
I wish I had one of those 250-year pins.
You can get one tonight when the Republicans reopen.
I wonder who will be running the Republican booth tonight. Now, we have not seen any state candidates here so far.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, you never know. They could we haven't seen them yet, but, you know, you never know. They could show up today.
Well, they could, and my prediction is still that before the end of this fair, Vivek Ramaswamy will show up, because I believe he has to relate to the common folk, being the billionaire that he is.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably going to be his biggest struggle, relating to the common person.
Well, this is a good way to do it.
I think so. I mean, I think coming to the fairs is good. I mean, you're going to meet a lot of the people here. I mean, these are the kinds of people that Ramaswamy and the Republicans need to you know, vote on their behalf. So,
now last year the Donald Trump cutout was stolen, and they did not get a new Donald Trump cutout. That is gone, but they have a whole new cutout this year. Now tell people about that cutout. I think that's interesting. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm hoping to go down there and see it tonight.
They have a cutout of Amy Acton, but there's like a caption next to her head that says that that during COVID, Amy Acton shut down the state fairs and then quit before she had to, you know, reopen them.
See, this is why Amy Acton should be at fairs, but I don't know where she is.
Yeah, I don't think she's coming.
No, I don't think she's coming either. Why would she? She doesn't have any place to go here. There's no Democratic representation at the fair. And I don't know that she, I don't know that she's a glad hander. I think she's a little afraid of the opposite side. I think she's afraid of people who don't totally agree with her. I think that's why she's good at glad handing these private events where she knows the people are for her. But I'm not sure if she's good in the general public.
Well, I don't think she's as personable as Vivek is.
But that's not what you hear.
Yeah, but, I mean, Vivek, you know, Vivek does go out and about and do things, and he talks to people. I mean, you see him do it all the time. I mean, Amy Acton did an interview the other day on, CS Now, and, you know, that's the first interview she's probably done in, you know, a while.
Now, from Phil out there this morning, rumor is it that the mac and cheese crowd... Red Rooster's mac and cheese is 10 out of 10.
I can do that. You know, I like mac and cheese, so where is this Rooster's?
You've never heard of a Rooster's?
No.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah, I got that, but where's it at?
Well, you just Google it, and you'll find the closest one.
Okay, well, I got to go try Rooster's mac and cheese.
Rooster's mac and cheese. Now, I wonder who has the best mac and cheese here at the fair.
I don't know, but I know last year I bought some mac and cheese bites, and they were very dry.
That's too bad to hear.
Yep, so not those.
We had mac and cheese balls at the Bobby Floyd event up at the May Pavilion last weekend.
Yes, those were good. Yeah, those were tasty.
Deep-fried macaroni and cheese.
That's right. That's what you want in your life, some deep-fried mac and cheese.
You know, I don't know where in society we got to this idea that whatever food we like, we should just deep fry it. Oreos, Twinkies, macaroni and cheese, anything better is better with just a little bit of breading and grease on it.
I think, yeah. I mean, I think that's, I think that's correct. I think that we probably just decided that it was better with breading and deep fried in grease.
Oh, the Red Rooster here in Marion. That's the place out south of town.
Oh, there's this place is in Marion?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's good. You know, I might have to go there for dinner or something.
Well, there you go. You can do that maybe tonight after our broadcast here. Now, tonight, I believe Terry will be with us, I think.
Oh, that's good. You know, I think that Terry's always good.
I wouldn't bet money on it, but it could be.
I might be late coming back tonight.
Why is that?
Occupied until 7.
Oh, you got a longer shift today?
Yep.
Now, this is interesting. Mary is saying, isn't Red Rooster on Route 4 South? Yes, I believe so. South of town.
Apparently, everybody knows about this place but me.
I don't know if a lot of people go there. I don't know how business is over at the Red Roosters.
Well, hopefully it's pretty good. I mean, I would assume it's pretty good. I mean, you know, that's two people who know about it. And, I mean, the mac and cheese is 10 out of 10. I could go there just for some mac and cheese.
Could be. Let's see. What else do we have going on here today? Well, a lot of people are starting to arrive. Now, I'm not sure. What auctions do we have today? What showings do we have today? Because I see a lot of people getting ready for something over there.
Today, the showings are going to be the rabbit breeding show, and that's it, it looks like. No, breeding sheep show and market lamb show. So, I'll give you the times. The rabbit breeding show is at 9. I guess they're starting that a little late. And then the breeding sheep show is at 3, and then the market lamb show is at 6.
So, there are interesting shows going on here today. in which people can show their animals and do their bit, do their part. And here we are, 27 minutes past the hour here, WGH Radio Talk Time. Scott Spears along with Matt Morgan at the Marion County Fair, brought to you by Poet. And we certainly thank their contributions to this particular event. Now, the parking lot is starting to fill up to some degree here today, which is good. That means people will be out here at the fair. That's a great thing. And anybody can come and visit us here at the Marion County Fair. We'll be here through 10 o'clock this morning and again for the rest of the week. So that's a lot of fun. Tonight we'll be here 7 to 8. And I wonder what the feeling will be here tonight, 7 to 8. And Terry Tackett, I believe, will be part of that broadcast this evening. What in the world are you looking at over there? Pillows?
Grounding pillows.
I stuck on this grounding thing.
It's just funny now. I found out that there was a business that was funding the research because they sell grounding stuff, and I found the website. And they sell some interesting stuff. They sell pillows. They sell, like, mats. Like, you know how there's, like, standing desks? They sell masks. Mats that are supposed to, like, just sit at the foot of your desk so that way you can stand on them if you have a standing desk. Or I guess you could put them at the bottom of your desk no matter what and then, like, put your feet on it. They make grounding pillows. They make things that are supposed to hook up to your arms, I guess, to do the grounding. They got patches and refills in case you want to, you know, spend a month prescription on a scam. Setup tools. They got all kinds of stuff.
So your contention is what then?
Was what?
The grounding.
That you can have the same benefits by just going outside and there is no need to really ground. There has been good amounts of evidence to that you can just have the same effects by just going outside. Grounding, on the other hand, is very, not very well researched. And the research that is done was done by roughly the same people because they were paid by the guy who founded the brand that sells the earthing stuff. Or grounding stuff. It's called earthing, I guess, in his mind.
So you think it's all an inside job is what your contention is?
Well, just because it was funded by the grounding people doesn't necessarily mean that the evidence for grounding is fake. It just means that there should be independent, non-grounding-funded researchers to do the same research. And also, they only did very small, like, sample sizes of people. You know, in science, the larger the sample size, the better.
Yeah, but as I said, if it makes people happy.
Also, they didn't have. They had a hard time figuring out how to do control groups, I guess. So there weren't really any control groups.
But what exactly is it supposed to do? What you're supposed to feel better?
The electrons or whatever from that the Earth gives off are supposed to, like, you know, you're supposed to sync up with them, like your body's supposed to sync up with the electrons from the Earth or whatever, and it's supposed to, like, I don't know, help with your, I think it's supposed to, like, help with your, I don't know, immune system, stress, like sleep, I don't know, things like that.
You know what's interesting? We had a run-in with the Wyandotte County Fair Royalty yesterday and the Marion County Fair Royalty during the night broadcast. And they were actually pretty receptive.
When?
Last night.
Queens? Oh, yes.
So, did you forget that?
I was looking at the grounding stuff.
Oh my
they have
God.
Bundles. You can buy a bundle, Scott.
A bundle of what?
They have a Father's Day bundle that's like a pillow. I think you get the mat. And I don't remember what the other thing was. I didn't look all that hard. But they got bundled. There's a Mother's Day bundle. Or sorry, a Mother Earth bundle. There's a Mother Earth bundle.
You know that Father's Day is over.
They got Mother's Day and Father's Day bundles running all the time, I guess.
Mother's Day and Father's Day bundles.
That's right. Mother's Day bundles being more expensive than Father's Day bundles.
You think this is a thing maybe more women believe than men? Because honestly, I don't think I've ever heard a man say anything about this to me, but I have heard two women at least talk about it.
Well, I also know two women who have talked about it, and I don't know any men. So, at least in the very small sample size we have here, it would seem it's mainly women. But I mean, I'd assume there's some men who do the grounding.
Now, do you think there's any particular cause for that?
That it's. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I'm not a. I don't know. I blame the internet. The internet's no good for your brain.
Well, it could be a psychological thing. I guess you never really know. Now, you know, that there's some people here. I think they're kids. They have white shirts on, long sleeve white shirts and jeans and boots on. Now, in this heat, that just shows you how dedicated some people are to their animals.
Well, I mean, I think the animals make the fair. Without the animals, you wouldn't have a fair, I don't think.
Well, I don't know about that. People like to come out and ride the rides, and they like to eat the food. But I think the fair is primarily agricultural-driven, which is a nice thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that... let me rephrase, I guess. Yes, there would still be a fair, probably, if there weren't agriculture, but agriculture certainly makes the fair bigger, like you know, much bigger than it would be otherwise.
Agriculture and certainly the food and also the politics. You know, the fair is very political, in which other events are not. Now, a lot of people feel the fair has some kind of slant. Not the fair board or anything like that, but... I don't know. I think that's more of just the county we live in.
Probably. I mean, I don't think that there's any particular slant within, like, you know, those specific people, if that makes sense.
Well, I don't know why people are hostile about that. You know, if somebody comes up to you and doesn't agree with you, okay.
I agree, yeah. I mean, compromise is king. Nobody wants to compromise. Yeah, I mean, I think that getting along, generally speaking, always comes for the better outcomes.
What do you make of this big July 4th rally coming up this Friday in Marion, July the 4th, 12 to 2 down at the courthouse?
I mean, I don't know why they call it a rally. I mean, it would seem it's a protest. I don't know what the difference is. You know, but nonetheless, you know, rallies are for people, not against people. But, I mean, I don't know. I think that'd be good. I mean, you know, they can do it. I think it'll probably get a lot of attention, seeing as it's on the 4th.
You know, though, I do not understand, though. I was elucidating this the other night to somebody who was listening, I think, to the Facebook Live. And if... the president has a 33% approval rating, which he does, and if his own country just voted to enact the War Powers Act, people are starting to vote against him from the other side, and if the polls show that the Republicans are set to lose the House and possibly the Senate in the fall, what exactly are these protests still against?
Well, I mean, I don't know. At the state level, you know, we're pretty Republican. I mean, we don't have a single Democrat in the administration. I think that they could just be doing it to, you know, for state level reasons.
But you don't think these protests are Donald Trump driven? I've been to a lot of them. They are Donald Trump driven.
I have not been to one, but I mean, yeah, probably. Yes, I think the majority of people. I mean, I don't know. They I don't know to what extent they feel, but I mean, I 33% approval rating, you know, over 2/3 of the country, I suppose, believes the same thing you do, you know, broadly.
Yeah, but where is the impact? Are we seeing it in voter turnout? Are we seeing it in a Democratic booth at the fair? Are we seeing it in more candidates? I haven't seen any metrics like that so far.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that not having attended the fair was, you know, a terrible move for the Democrats. I guess the game plan is that hopefully you find out that these people did end up voting in the election. So I'd assume it's probably voter turnout. Or maybe you're just trying to bring awareness to it. I don't know.
I don't know. I just think the 250th anniversary of the country, July 4th, I'm not sure if that's the best. Also, running during the county fair, I don't know if that's the best time to have a rally. Because I'm not even sure yet what the purpose is.
Well, I mean, it's a protest.
or a rally, I guess they call it a rally. But, I mean, I figure it's probably going to be the same as all the other protests that they've had.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see what they would do any differently. I mean, it's the 250th of the country. I'm sure they could get creative with that, I guess. But, I mean, I don't see how it's really going to be any different.
Well, no, that's my point, is I don't know how this is going to drive anything in particular.
I mean, I don't know. The more aware people are, I guess, the more people that vote, I guess. I mean, you know, I think the voter turnout is very low, and we should find a way to get, you know, more people to vote. I mean, only like half the country votes.
You know, how about this whole situation with Mike DeWine and the Haitians? The Supreme Court saying that the people do have the right to send them out of this country, and Mike DeWine saying that that is the wrong decision and should not be done.
I think DeWine's a sensible guy. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, he even mentioned in a quote that, you know, that there were 10,000 Haitians employed in Springfield yesterday, and today it's illegal to employ them. I mean, that's 10,000 employees just that are no longer employable. I mean, I don't know. The whole thing with immigrants not paying taxes, they certainly do. They have jobs. They pay income tax. They pay sales tax. I mean, if you live somewhere, if you own a house, I don't assume immigrants would own houses. I mean, it's supposed to be, you know, temporary permits. But, I mean, you got to pay taxes. I mean, they have jobs. They're good for the economy. I don't get it. And also, I mean, Haiti, if you go to the Department of Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security, they have travel advisory levels. Haiti's travel advisory level is on a level 4, and level 4 is just do not travel. And it lists off reasons as to why you should not travel, and it says crimes involving firearms are high. Crimes include, and it lists off like murder, carjacking, robbery, sexual assault, and things like that. So shipping them back to Haiti right now because the problem is quote unquote all good is stupid.
Yeah, but I think one of the big problems here for Governor DeWine in particular is if you have 10,000 people who are not legally allowed to be employed in Springfield, I don't know what the population is of Springfield, but it's not huge. I mean, you're probably taking a third or a quarter of that town and now saying they're unemployed. Now, that could do in Springfield's economy in the blink of an eye.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's the fear. I think that's what DeWine is saying. I mean, yes, immigrants, generally speaking, are good for the economy. I mean, and if they're illegal immigrants, you can't vote, you can't claim social services anyways, and you still pay taxes. So, I mean,
you know, and also 10,000 people just in the state of Ohio, that's going to impact the state economy.
Well, I don't know how many of them are employed, but he said 10,000, I think, mentioning Springfield. But he did mention that there's something like 250,000 Haitians in Ohio in general.
Well, apparently John Husted stopped by yesterday.
Oh, we must have missed that.
So they didn't tell you about that yesterday?
No, nobody told me about that.
Man, well, it's nice he was here.
I would have had all kinds of questions for Husted.
You know, for some reason, it doesn't look like a big crowd there, though, oddly enough.
No, it doesn't. Not really.
I just don't think he's a charismatic candidate, to be honest with you. I don't think that he really draws in the crowds.
I mean, I don't like Husted. I mean, I don't think he's very, I mean, I don't know, well, I mean, I guess I've never met the man, but I mean, I've never met Ramaswamy either, and I called him personable. But he at least seems personable. John Husted does not seem personable. And also, he's got, like, stupid amounts of ties to First Energy. I don't know how, you know, factual the ad is. I never looked into it, but the whole, according to the Sherrod Brown ad, he's got, like, you know, connections to Epstein. I don't think Husted's great.
See, here's where I think there's a problem. Now, John Husted, apparently, the Republican senatorial candidate, was in Marion yesterday at the fair. Now, nobody knew about it. Nobody knew about it. Nobody was talking about it. And a crowd apparently was not drawn. So what good does it do to do that?
Well, I mean, I think that the theory is there's going to be a crowd draw. I mean, I guess they wanted as many people as possible, you know? I mean, when I went over there yesterday, there were, I think, 3 people, so, you know, double that number.
No, all I'm saying is you think you would want a crowd there, but I'm not sure that John Husted draws a crowd.
I don't know. I think he's probably got his people. I mean, if he held, like, a rally, I think it'd probably get good numbers. Those are, I think, the people who showed up would probably, you know, high 90s percent-wise would be, his supporters.
You know what's interesting? I was talking to somebody the other night, I believe it was Saturday night, about the Marion Star, because they're the only other game in town at this particular point. And I said that a lot of people see them as an unbiased news source. And this person seemed to feel that he said, well, let me talk to those people. Because he feels that they are very slanted toward the Republican side, that they omit Democratic stories from the paper, that they print Republican stories that are fed to them. I don't know. What's your feeling on that?
Well, I mean, I think that they probably get stories from, you know, like the administration, council people, so on and so forth. And seeing as the majority of those people are Republicans, I would assume that that's where the Republican slant comes from. I don't think they're asking, at least to my knowledge, they're not asking for like Kreider's, you know, take on things. Or, I mean, you could just find like somebody who's like, you ask Anthony. He's the head of the Democratic Party right now.
About what? I mean, I'm asking your opinion. I know what his opinion would be.
I gotta say the whole thing again. The Marion Star gets stories, I do believe, from the administration and the city council. And probably, I guess maybe the commissioners too. I don't know. But, I think that that's where the slant comes. I do think they have a slant, but I think the slant comes in because they get the stories from the administration and the council and the, you know, so basically the Marion GOP. But they don't ask, like, Kreider. I mean, I think he's the... Well, they don't ask Kreider. They don't ask Joanne. Those are the only 2 Democrats I can think of that are employed. Or, I guess, elected.
Well, I guess it's like events. When they're having events, they don't cover them. It was the idea that I was given.
The rallies and protests, I guess, that they have?
Well, I think they've gotten a little ink on them, but I'm talking about, like, the ice cream socials and the party things that they could just print in there as events coming up do not get printed. No, there's something coming up with them. I don't know, pizza party, something like that.
Huh.
I know we got the press release, we ran it.
I mean, I don't know. Take that up with Abby. I mean, I suppose, do they just have a things going on section where they just list dates and times? I mean, I don't read the Marion Star.
Well, there you go. Then I guess you wouldn't know if there was a bias or not. But, see, there are certain people who...
I read the headlines, I guess, you know, walking by.
Well, as we were talking about last night, I don't think John Husted showing up probably draws a crowd. I don't think Keith Faber showing up would draw a crowd. I don't think that Robert Sprague stopping by would draw a crowd. I just don't think these people have that kind of attention. But I certainly think that Vivek Ramaswamy would draw a crowd. And I maybe Jay Edwards would. I don't know. That's kind of hard to say.
I would think Jay Edwards. I mean, you know.
I don't think the majority of people know who he is.
He went to the State of the Union with Bernie Moreno. I mean, he's endorsed by J.D. Vance. I mean, at the very least, people certainly know who J.D. Vance is.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the common person coming to the fair has no idea who he is. Chances are you're probably going to know who Vivek is because he's running campaign ads like crazy. He did run for president. This is a guy who's got a lot of attentions, and even Amy Acton's ads, which are running, mentioned Vivek Ramaswamy, so it's just a more visual thing.
I don't think you should be mentioning your opponent's names in your ads. You're just giving them free airtime.
Well, that's all Vivek does.
Well,
I mean, they have a whole cutout over here of Amy Acton.
I mean, I'd give Vivek the same advice. I don't think you should be mentioning Amy Acton in the ads. I think that this is you're just giving her free airtime. Every time somebody hears her name, it's just... I think elections a lot of the time come down to name recognition. I think if you hear more, I think that's probably how Donald Trump won. I think he dominated the election cycle, the news cycle, the entirety of the election. You didn't hear about anybody else but Donald Trump.
I think by the time the 2016 election got around, we knew who Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were. I don't think there was any doubt. I don't think any of them needed publicity.
He just said a whole bunch of, stupid, crazy things. He wanted to change the Gulf of Mexico. And he did. He changed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of Mexico. He threatened Greenland. That did happen. I mean, he mentioned Cuba at one point. They're still on Cuba. Marco Rubio is trying to make it like his life's goal to attack Cuba for some reason. They're eating cats and dogs in Springfield. I heard that about a trillion times. Had to disprove that by three different people, and they still were just like, well, I don't know. I mean, he dominated the news cycle there.
All I'm saying is if John Husted apparently was walking down the midway here yesterday, do you think John and Joe Q Public would have any idea who that is?
No, probably not. He's not all that recognizable a guy. I mean, he's got a not to hate on Houston, but he's got a kind of a generic kind of looking face. I mean, he just kind of looks like an average guy.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's a big draw. But if Mike DeWine walked down, I mean, I've seen him at the Delaware County Fair during the Brown Jug. He has to have security because people are around him. I think the same would be said of Vivek Ramaswamy. I think the same would probably be said of Amy Acton. Sherrod Brown probably, because he's been around so long. But I think there's just a certain group, and it's a very finite group of people, who would need that kind of impression, need that kind of protection.
Husted's not even wearing a tie.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't stick out. He looks like everybody else.
He should have been wearing a dress shirt, some dress shoes. I mean, you can wear jeans, I guess. I ain't got nothing against jeans. But you gotta wear a tie.
Whatever. I don't think they try to blend at these events, and I don't know. Mike DeWine did have a tie on at the Little Brown Jug, but I think he was going to be in the winner's circle, though, so I think that probably played a big part of that.
Well, I mean, I think having a tie always helps. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, Husted just kind of looks like an average dude. I mean, you got to stand out somehow. I mean, if you want people to notice you, you can't be dressed like everybody else.
Well, and I guess that's why there's only, 5-6 people in that picture, and there you go. And nobody was talking about it yesterday. Now, see, had you asked them yesterday you'd have probably got that information. See, there you are.
Yeah, well, what time do they open? I want to go over there and ask, who else is coming.
I don't know. They must not open to 11, because they aren't open at 10 when we get off the air. But if you're out there listening this morning, we got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. Send us a message on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning? Do you have any thoughts? And again, we do want to let people know that the broadcasts from the Marion County Fair are brought to you by Poet. We thank them for all the sponsorship and work they do in bringing these broadcasts to you. And Poet also has sponsored our America 250 spots, which air every hour on the station. And that is a very good thing, to be sure.
Oh, yeah. You got to 250 only happens once.
It does only happen once, but do you feel that it's going to be a big, hotly, highly contested thing as time goes along?
I mean, I might have your question wrong, but I think probably. I mean, there's so many people holding America 250 events that I think that the audience who are going to them are going to be incredibly split.
It is so windy out here right now. My cup blew over, so that'll tell you there is a breeze out here today.
Put some more drink in your cup.
Well, I might have to at some point, but the breeze yesterday was certainly not this strong.
Well, I ain't got nothing against the breeze. It feels nice.
No, I'm not against the breeze. I'm just saying it is cooler out here today than it was yesterday. I think the humidity must be tampering down to some degree.
Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, it doesn't feel any different than it did earlier, I guess.
No, but we definitely are a higher temperature at this point. We're up to 83 degrees now. And I think we started somewhere in the neighborhood of 79 degrees this morning.
There's a girl in front of us walking around with her sheep.
Oh, well, you should have brought her over here. We could have had an interview before this thing wrapped up this morning.
I mean, I don't know. What's she going to say?
Well, she can talk about her sheep. She's got it in a some kind of a nightgown there.
Yeah, probably just, you know, keeping it warm, I guess. Ain't got no fur on it.
I think that's interesting when you put a sheep in a nightgown. I think that's an interesting story in and of itself.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I figure if I had, you know, inches of wool to keep me warm and then you cut all my wool off, I'd probably be pretty shivery too.
Well, it is hot, though. It is hot. I'm not exactly sure. 52 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Hope you're enjoying these live broadcasts from the Marion County Fair. And again, you can participate any way you like, via text message, via Facebook, or you can send an email. There are several ways to participate. Going to be a hot day today, so you'll want to make sure to stay hydrated. A lot of people yesterday had Gatorade and water and things of that nature. Although right now it feels like a beautiful day out here, 83 degrees. And if the humidity stays down, I really don't think we're going to have the problem that we did yesterday.
Well, I hope not. You know, yesterday was pretty rough. It was warm outside.
It was warm, but I don't get the feeling that we're headed in that direction today. I mean, I think we might have a dry heat, but I don't think we're going to have a humid heat, a lot of humidity, as we did yesterday.
I don't like dry heat.
Oh, I do. Humidity's horrible.
I don't want it to be like, you know, 90% humidity like it apparently is. I mean, but I think dry heat's, you know, no good.
Well, what did you say yesterday? It felt like 100 degrees, 98 degrees or something like that?
Yeah, I looked at the temperature and it said that it was 88 degrees, but, you know, it felt like 98 because of the humidity.
Well, if you run back over to this Republican tent at some point, make sure you get me a pin.
I'll just steal the whole tub of them.
Did they have a whole tub?
I mean, I guess it's not like a tub, but like a pencil holder.
Well, they can't be all gone at this particular point because, they closed up right after our show was over last night.
Yeah. Closed up by the time I walked over to the table.
I wonder if John Husted brought those.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, they brought they have all kinds of stuff over there. They have all kinds of literature. They got, like, the planes, the gummy wristband things, the America 250 pins, you know. It's pretty, they got all kinds of stuff over there.
Now, we should say we have not found Buckeye Guy at the Marion County Fair yet. And the entertainment that they have had, I don't think they had it last year, but they used to have the magicians. They used to have the Farmer Travises, who did kind of comedy and magicianry. They used to have the solo cup guy. You know, all those people have dissipated over the years, but I think that is probably okay.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem to really have hurt anything. The fair's still going well.
Yeah, I think as long as they're doing okay, it's not really a problem. You know, a lot of movement over in the sheep barn, a lot more movement probably in the dairy barn at this particular point. I see a lot more people dressed up in the dairy barn. And a lot of people getting interested for what's to come. Now, you participated in fair activities, right? Well, no, you went to a county school, though. Why did you never participate in the fair activities?
I didn't raise any animals. I mean, so there wasn't a, I mean, that, I mean, that's about the only, I mean, fair activities there are. I mean, I could have done like the, I mean, I don't know how long they've been doing the mud pies and things like that, but I don't bake. I'm not an artsy kind of a person, so, I mean, you know, we don't raise animals, I don't bake, and I'm not artsy, so, I mean, that's pretty good and well of the 4-H activities right there.
So, do you think it's a good idea to get into those activities? I imagine there was a big push in the county schools.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we had 4-H people come in all the time, and then, you know, they'd hype up 4-H and things. There's certainly no negatives to it. I mean, at the end of the year, when all said and done, you get paid for your animal. Thank you.
We're back here from the Marion County Fair. We had a little hiccup there. Sorry about that. But don't worry. We're back now, and we'll finish out this particular program. You know, you have those little things when you're on remote. It does happen from time to time. And I'm glad you're back with us. So if you're back with us, let us know real quick before we wrap up this program. How much time do we have left in the program, Matt?
About 25 seconds.
Well, 25 seconds. We came back on to say goodbye for 25 seconds, but we'll be back tonight, 7:15 to 8 p.m., and remember, this
you're listening to The Talking Place,
WGH Talk Radio,
the legendary star of the Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Great day, and we'll see you tonight.
How much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?